Steve, you went unchanged at Bolton at the weekend. Are we going to see changes tomorrow night, do you think?
Well, we've got different players we can consider, of course. Obviously, we've got young Jordan Bataka, who's back in training in the last couple of days. You know, we'll see what he's... I've not seen the results since training this morning, and in terms of all the loads and medical data that they give me as to how he is. But that's a possible consideration. And young Alex Mowat is maybe starting to look at the last couple of days more like the Alex Mowat I watched last season, where he was simply sensational. And we've not really seen that this season. So there's a lot of considered factor around him as well.
What do you put Mowat's... Obviously, he's underperformed by his own standards. Has he set high standards last year? What would you put that down to?
I'll tell you what, he's one hell of a talent. You see him do some stuff in the training ground today, and I'm shouting to Paul Rayner, did you see that? And so he's one hell of a talent. But you know, when these young men, they come into the team at Leeds United and they have a very successful spell, they're always going to have a down spell, and that down spell can last two or three games, as we know, or it can last two or three months. And the only way you can get them through that and back to their best is still believing them. Now, it might mean that you, like who we did or whoever does, take them out of the team and take them out the firing line, but when you come back into Thorpe Arch, you have to believe in them, and they have to see a little light at the end of the tunnel. Like young Sam Byron, very similar, was out of the reckoning. So they have to see a little bit of a light under a new coach, and everyone should, every member of staff and certainly every member of the playing staff, when a new coach is appointed, should see it as an opportunity to reinforce himself in the manager's thoughts or put themselves at the front of them.
You said on Saturday that Gaetano Berardi has caught you surprised just how good he is. I mean, you've had a chance to look at all the squad now. Is it better than you thought it was? Or?
Yeah, I don't think maybe I explained myself right about Berardi. I think what I meant by that is when I first spoke to young Bell here, that I said to him that he was much better than I thought. I didn't say he was never good. Which maybe that's the way it came out. And I can read in the quotes, and the quotes were right, but I was thinking, I could have said that. But he really is a terrific professional, and he's a good player. But I think there's a number like that who are starting to impress us. I think, you know, I looked at Tom Adeyemi, I said he'd never be a centre midfield player. He's not. You know, I look at Antolucci, who has been unfortunate to be playing, but has looked a real player in the last couple of games. Statistically, I could tell you he's had 100% more sprints in the last two games than he had in any other start for Leeds United. It's an incredible statistic. So that shows you he's working harder. He's been braver because he's getting on the ball in tight areas. But there's a lot of players impressed us, but we need all of them to do that, because if they want to have a future, we're going to try and strengthen this team as best we can, and we give them all an opportunity to be in it, because we're going to get stronger.
Have you had to speak to Marco Silvestri, given the speculation probably from the media more than anyone about him playing in the team here?
No, because I think as he would know, as an experienced manager, you bring someone in who you may think just may grab that number one shirt, but when they go on that training ground, you have to have a freshness about your eyes. And I've always said to my staff, it's very, very difficult, because if we all turned up and seen some of the world's greats on a day, if they wore a different name on their shirt, you wouldn't have realised they're a great. So you have to judge it with your eyes. So, you know, Marco knows that there's going to be someone coming in, whether that be in the short, medium and long term, because what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to go and sign someone who's a clear number two to Marco. That's simply not going to happen. If anything, I want to raise the bar and see if he can grab onto the bar and pull himself up.
And regarding penalty takers, are the lads aware who will be taking it if and when you get one tomorrow night?
Well, I've said to Chris Wood and Mirko they can go and have a fight. Mirko's said no, he doesn't want to go and fight with Chris Wood now, would he, for him either? We'll chat about that tomorrow. I'm not going to tell Blackburn until they see the penalty.
You had this habit, this naughty habit of going behind in games. Obviously, they're not in great form away, but they do carry a threat, don't they, going forward. Do you have to address the threat individually, or is it just about how you defend as a team?
Yeah, I think they have quite a sensational striker, don't they, in young Jordan Rhodes. I have to be too careful what I said to him, because the last time I spoke about Jordan Rhodes, I was talking about how much he earned compared to my previous group. I got in trouble with the other manager. He's just an absolutely outstanding talent that should be playing in the Premier League. I don't think many dispute that. But he's got a young man beside him, and the boy Lawrence, who I had on loan at Rotherham last year from Leicester, who was stunning for me in a short period. But they've got good players, Blackburn. I watched them give Burnley a real difficult game in the derby. I've watched the full rerun of that game on Sunday. So it'll be a tough opponent for us, but I'm not really want to focus too much on Blackburn. I know what they've got, and I know what perhaps the potential weaknesses is. I want to keep it real focused on Leeds United, and you know we need to bring back the days where people say, oh, we're going to Elland Road on Saturday, or Leeds are coming. Tough. Those days need to come back, and you know I need to earn myself a period of time here to be allowed to build something like that. And the only way you can earn yourself time is to win matches. There's no other way.
Three of the next four at home, so it'd be great, wouldn't it, to stop us all asking you when you're next going to win at home, get the win tomorrow, and then roll on from there.
Yeah, and listen, no one will want to win in the stadium more than me. I think the supporters will know that. And but they're overdue at one, aren't they? 7.5 months of turning up at Elland Road and averaging 24,000, 25,000, and not seen a victory. But everyone will be very focused that's picked to play or gets on the pitch, and we'll win together and we'll lose together. You know, it's not anywhere near where I want us to be in terms of a team, in terms of personnel, in terms of how strong we can be. But I invite every one of those players to grab the opportunity to be a part of a much stronger Leeds United, which will happen as we go forward.
It was a whirlwind first week for you. Has it been actually nice just to get out on the training pitch with the lads?
Yeah, it has been a whirlwind. It's been incredible. You realise when you come into this city, many good managers have told me that any big city that's got one club in it is much more powerful than any other city with two or three. And it goes without saying the size of Leeds as a city and the power of Leeds United. So it's been another whirlwind, but it has settled down. We've got some good work into the players. And I've been able to sit down and do a lot of better planning and meet with the owner on a couple of occasions and maybe surprise people. But I'm getting ticks and boxes. I now need to go and do my bit with my staff and convince clubs to do it. You know, allow players to join us or convince players. There's always a process of me to the owner. The owner ticks it. There's a process getting the other club to agree the financials behind it. Listen, the simplest part of it will be the player, won't it? Who doesn't want to come to Leeds United? Dear me. They've got to have a head loss if they don't want to come and play here.
This is quite a crucial night for you, Steve, just for you personally, just the difference between, say, 2 points from three games or 5 points from three games and what would look like a real corner turn in terms of results.
Oh, 100%, Phil. I think we spoke about that. That was probably part of the reason why I was really so frustrated at home on Saturday evening, as you know. We spoke on Sunday and I was still frustrated, and it was because 4 points out of six and two away games would have been a wonderful start. We know it should have been six, but we have to focus on each game as it comes. You know, if we can go and get the 3 points, or hopefully it's when we get the 3 points against Blackburn, then we know that 3 points against Cardiff makes it from a good start to an outstanding start. So it really is at a game at a time, but three games out of four, an international break coming, all being well, we'll get away for a few days with the group as well, the owner was keen for me to do when I asked him if it could be done. So that's all plus. Now we need to do the hardest part in football, which is to win matches.